Owing to the nearby jail, our street was filled with storefront offices that housed bail bondsmen and defense lawyers, and the foot traffic was made up of people who required their services. Many of them were gang members. A lot of the crimes they were accused of stemmed from the crack and methamphetamine epidemics in Washington State. During the 12 years I lived there, I came to recognize a lot of the characters. They showed up again and again. Repeat offenders, I guess. Even the name of the local sandwich place was inspired by the atmosphere. The 911 Deli. Lunch emergencies were the least of my neighborhood's problems. But the location was convenient for me and Lena because we both attended nearby colleges. Lena was studying business, and I'd returned to school to learn all I could about math and physics. I dropped out years before my injury due to poor grades and the fact that school just didn't interest me. I made it through only half of my sophomore year of college. I had to drop out again a few years ago to take care of my health and the family business, but I recently re-enrolled. My instructors say I have an incredible and inexplicable grasp of theory, considering that I've never studied these subjects formally before. But I still need to learn the basics. Although it's easy for me to understand the mathematical nature of the universe now, I don't have the background to express it verbally. But I'm really happy to be in school. For the first time in my life, I'm taking my education seriously. During my morning drives, which now start at Brown's Point, I sing along to the radio and do my best to concentrate on the traffic. But there's a lot competing for my attention. I'm constantly watching the light play off cars, including the hood of my own, and it seems to signal to me something about the relative speeds of vehicles on the road. The length of the light between the cars I see in stop-action frames is a short filament. When things move faster, this light stream is longer. I found out in school that this image I see could be a textbook description of accepted theories on derivatives of position and velocity that lead to acceleration in physics. I find it's more reliable to react to these visuals than to people's brake lights. The shape of the sky itself as I look out my windshield can be a distraction, too. Its half-dome curvature reminds me of pi, the irrational number that represents the circumference of a circle divided by its diameter. Most of us have seen pi written as 3.14 or 3.14159, but the digits actually never end. Pi goes on into infinity and never repeats, which is why it's called an irrational number, and also why it's so fascinating to me. I draw pi constantly as a circle subdivided by triangles, and I've gotten so that I can fit 720 triangles into the circle. I'd put more in there, but that's the highest number I can produce before the width of the pencil lead causes the lines to run together. When I drive past the city's harbor, Commencement Bay, I'm always on the lookout for rainbows. The stormy conditions of Washington State turn the sky over this body of water, full of frolicking seals and the occasional orca, into a real rainbow factory in spite of the industrial smokestacks spewing smog into the air overhead. Each time I see one, I'm reminded of their geometry. To me, they are a reflection of pi. I'm apt to pull over the car and text people when I see an exceptional one. Double bow, 3 o'clock! My first stop after passing the harbor is often the office of the doctor or the physical therapist to deal with chronic pain from old injuries. Both offices tend to be busy, and I usually have to wait. But I have no problem keeping myself occupied. Downtime gives me the opportunity to think. While other patients reach for the dog-eared magazines, I imagine myself shrinking down to a microscopic level, no larger than a bacterium. My perspective shifts until I can no longer see the ceiling above me, and the end table in the corner of the room sprawls out like a giant unexplored plain. I begin taking microscopic steps, and I come upon a spot on the table where a fellow patient's filling out her paperwork, pressing her ballpoint pen into the medical form's surface. After she finishes and moves the paper aside, I find myself lost in the huge crater, the indent in the wood formed when she dotted an I. Like an explorer, I hike its entirety, traversing the valley in half an hour or so, and looking at the grain.